Welcome to the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, and this is a special episode in celebration of an event that took place 7 years ago. And for those of you who are longtime listeners of the Principal Liner Notes Podcast, you may be familiar with my annual tribute. This is actually the seventh annual tribute to a magical mystery tweet. Stay tuned in the next segment for a recap of that story and a present day reflection on a tweet that changed my life. Today is December the 26th, and for those of you who may not be familiar with this particular holiday, it's Boxing Day, and not typically celebrated here in America. I only know Boxing Day for really one reason, and it has nothing to do with any of my previous studies of British history. It has everything to do with the Beatles. You see, on Boxing Day in 1967, the Beatles released on BBC television their ill-fated television film known as Magical Mystery Tour. And it's a wild, psychedelic, fun film, not much of a plot. When it first came out, it was kind of seen as a public failure of sorts by the Beatles, because it is very much a flawed film with a lack of a plot. There may have been various substances involved in the making of the film, and it's just pretty much like a kind of a wild home movie that the Beatles made in the wake of Sgt. Pepper, and it has all kinds of great music from it, such as the title track Magical Mystery Tour, I Am the Walrus. My favorite song from that film and on the soundtrack, Flying. It's just a wild, wild film. And not for everyone. And I have a tradition since the film has been released to home video and then later DVD, that on Boxing Day, I watch Magical Mystery Tour. And it's just a silly little fan tribute thing that I do. And I have a little fun with it. And that's, you know, usually when I do put on Magical Mystery Tour, the room clears. My daughters and my wife are very polite, but they don't enjoy the film with me, because it's really just a silly, goofy romp and very much dated of the psychedelic 60s. But it's still the Beatles, and it's fun, and it's just a little tradition that I do. And what kind of makes Boxing Day very special for the last 7 years is this anniversary, this friendiversary that I celebrate. And it all kind of led to, I would say, this podcast that you are listening to now. It also led to the writing of my first book, and it led to really my first step into a larger world as a leader, as an educator, as an author, as a podcaster, as a content creator. And it was all due to one small tweet that changed my life. 7 years ago, I was not in a very happy place professionally. I felt inhibited. I felt like ideas weren't being received. I felt like that I was not being, kind of living up to my potential and my gifts, and I was feeling lonely and feeling like an outcast. And about that time is really when I don't know if I had just started really putting my fingerprint in social media, but I was using social media as a way to not only kind of share things that were happening to me professionally, but I was using it as a way for outreach and a way for connection and a way to kind of share what was on my mind. I still do. And, December 26th, Boxing Day, 7 years ago, I was firing up my DVD for another showing, my annual tradition of Magical Mystery Tour, and a film that I have great affection for, written, produced, and directed and acted by a band that I have great affection for. And I just simply remember the tweet being something along the lines of me taking a picture of the DVD cover for Magical Mystery Tour and saying, happy Boxing Day or something like that. And I didn't think anything of it. I don't even think I tagged anything. I don't even think I put a hashtag. This is still very much in the early stages of my social media, kind of imprint. I'm still kind of wandering around in that valley. And I just wanted to kind of put out just what was on my mind, and didn't think anything of it. And not long after, I saw a like from this organization or this person that I had been kind of following on and off, not much interaction with, but 910 Public Relations. And I knew 910 Public Relations as being a group or a person that represented a lot of Beatle authors whom I had admired and liked a lot. Folks like Kit O'Toole, big fan of her work, and was affiliated with 910 Public Relations, and then also affiliated too with Kenneth Womack, another person I admired his work. So I was always kind of flattered that 910 Public Relations and we were following each other, because I had also in previous days and weeks and months put up like, hey, here's the Beatles album I'm listening to. And so I saw that like, and although not completely surprised because it was a Beatles related thing, I was still honored and flattered and grateful. But then that tweet led to a direct message from Nicole Michael of 910 Public Relations, and had never had a message or communication or interaction really with Nicole until that direct message. And it was a wonderful note, just saying, hey, we should think of doing something together. Let's connect. And again, flattered, honored, grateful. But remember, I was going through kind of a nice dose of imposter syndrome, and I didn't immediately respond. And because I didn't feel worthy enough, I didn't feel like I had any clout, and that I was less than. Not the best of moves, not the best of decisions. But to make a long story short, I did work up the courage to respond back. And that response then led to a great friendship that I have with Nicole. And then that led to us collaborating on a project together in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Sgt. Pepper album. A wonderful project of blogging and a radio show that I did with Lena Stagg called The Pepper Mindset. Well, that Pepper Mindset which was a wonderful project and all kinds of great connections with all kinds of folks in the Beatle world. And here I was, you know, blogging and broadcasting about my passion. I didn't think that something like that would ever happen. Well, again, to make another longer story even shorter for the purposes of this podcast, it led to the publishing of my first book, The Pepper Effect, which is my love letter mashup to the Beatles and education and leadership and culture. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful every day that Dave Burgess took a chance on that book. But all of that led to, started because of one tweet on a day that I was a little bit in my feelings about things and you know, being a geek about the Beatles. All of that led to one small tweet. All of that too, think about Magical Mystery Tour, which is deemed as a failure in Beatles history, and it is deemed as something that is not really at the quality of the Abbey Road album or the Hard Day's Night film or the Sgt. Pepper's album. It's kind of seen as a misstep. But the Beatles didn't care. The Beatles didn't stop. The Beatles didn't get in their feelings when they got the critical outcry from Magical Mystery Tour. There were many critics who wrote very, very, you can now see them as humorous, but put pretty mean things about the film and about the Beatles. But they didn't let those words stop them. They didn't subscribe to imposter syndrome. They just figured, oh, okay, well, that's what we did. We're on to the next project. We're on to the next thing. And they kept it moving. And I say all of that in terms of, for those of you out there that may be dealing with failure, that may be dealing with isolation from failure, or maybe dealing with imposter syndrome, I say take a page from the Beatles. Take a page from Magical Mystery Tour. And even though something that you may have done may be deemed a failure or a loss, there's always possibility in failure. Take me for an example. Here I am putting out this one tweet and still talking about it 7 years later because that one tweet led to a friendship, led to a collaboration, led to an amazing project that I didn't think I was capable of ever experiencing, led to me achieving something on a personal and professional level of publishing a book. Led to the courage to create a podcast, led to the courage to reach out and all the wonderful collaborations that I've had over the last 7 years. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the intersections that I've been able to have with others. All of that from one tweet. So I say that to you, friends, that one tweet, one move, one conversation, or as Megan Lawson, you know, writes in Legacy of Learning, small moves make big impact. It's the same thing here. I'm very grateful for this connection, this collaboration, the publishing of the book that I've had, all thanks to one small tweet, one small conversation with Nicole Michael of 910 Public Relations. I truly believe that there are always going to be possibilities, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how large the failure is, no matter how bleak the circumstances may look to you, there are always going to be possibilities. And the one tweet that I shared 7 years ago is living proof of that. And I remain grateful for that tweet and for that connection and for that one conversation with Nicole that led to a pathway of so many possibilities on both a personal and professional level. And as we go into 2024, I want you to try to think about what's that one possibility that you are seeking? What is that one possibility that you want to see become a reality? And perhaps it's three simple things that you can do to help make that possibility be a reality. So the first thing, think of that possibility, whatever it may be, for 2024, no matter how large, how small, how grand. Don't even think about what others are going to think about. Don't think about the potential, for people laughing about it or ignoring it or diminishing that or whatever it may be. Just think of a possibility. The second thing, write it down. Write down that possibility, whatever it may be. Manifest that possibility from your mind, from your thought, to a piece of paper, sticky note, post-it note. If you're into jotting things down digitally, do that, whatever it may be. Put it in a Google Doc, put it in your iPhone notes, whatever that may be. But I want you to put that possibility to words. Maybe it's a word, maybe it's a sentence, maybe it's several sentences, maybe it's a paragraph, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a blog post, maybe it's a tweet, who knows? Or X, or whatever they call it, or a post now that it's X. And then the third thing is share that possibility with someone you trust, someone who gets you, someone who is a thought partner, bandmate, colleague, friend, family member, whatever it may be. And in that conversation, in that sharing, make sure that person that you're sharing it with is going to hold you accountable for that. And have that person reach back to you in 2 weeks to check on you, to check on that possibility, that thought for 2024. Okay? So three things. Think about the possibility. Two, write it down. And then three, share it with an accountability partner, thought partner, colleague, friend, whomever it may be, and have that person hold you to that possibility, that thought, 2 weeks from when you share it, to see what progress you've made, however small, however large. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and happy Boxing Day to you. Also, very special thanks to Nicole Michael. Happy friendiversary. Happy anniversary of our magical mystery tweet. Thank you so much for reaching out 7 years ago and changing the trajectory of my life in such a fab and groovy way. And thank you for your support of the Pepper Effect. So grateful. As I always sign off, don't forget to share with the world your dreams, your ideas, your visions, because the world needs them and you help make the world a better place. And that advice not only goes out to you, but that advice is always going to me as well. And I remain grateful for just sharing a simple post on Twitter 7 years ago about my geekiness and love for the Beatles and their failed BBC, their so-called failed BBC television show, Magical Mystery Tweet. Do yourself a favor and check out a song from that album. There are so many great songs on that album. I know that I will be playing it later today in tribute. This is the Principal Liner Notes Podcast, and this is Sean Gaylord. Thanks again for tuning in. I got a few special announcements to share in this particular episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. And here is the first special announcement. February 19th through the 21st, this podcast will be going live on the road. I will be one of the featured podcasts at IdeaCon, and I'm very excited that the Principal Liner Notes will be at that conference, February 19th through the 21st in Schaumburg, Illinois. And I am very honored by the organizers and the outreach from Don Sturm, and excited to collaborate and to have the Principal Liner Notes podcast be featured there. So we'll be doing a few episodes there. There may be some sort of live production as well. So if you are attending that conference, please be sure to reach out to me, and perhaps you can be a part of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. We'd be very honored to engage in conversation with you there. So the Principal Liner Notes podcast going live on the road for the first time at IdeaCon February 2024. Special announcement number two. This has already been posted on my various social media channels, but I thought I would share it here as well. I am very excited about this collaboration with a former guest of the Principal Liner Notes podcast, Sarah Candela. We are going to be co-hosting a series of panels in collaboration with Swivel on adaptability and leadership. And so excited about this collaboration. In fact, we are featuring several former guests from the Principal Liner Notes podcast. And if you follow the hashtag Adapt, Lead, and Connect, you'll be able to find out more details about the series of panels in which Sarah and I will be facilitating conversations and discussion on adaptability and what it means to be adaptable and reflective as a leader. And what does AI have to do with all of this as well? The first panel will be posting live on January the 11th, January 11th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Sarah and I are excited about having conversations with three wonderful folks, three friends of mine, three bandmates of mine, in which we'll be talking about supporting teachers as leaders through being a thought partner. And we are featuring Lauren Kaufman, a former guest on the Principal Liner Notes podcast, and she's also the unofficial executive producer for this podcast. And Lauren will be joined with Liz Bostwick and Stacy Roshan, and very excited for this power trio of inspiration to be the first panel for the adaptability and leadership education panels with Swivel. So be on the lookout for that first panel. You can register, and I'll put it in the show notes. That first panel will take place January the 11th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, here's special announcement number three. December 31st, 2023 marks my return to the radio airwaves. As many of you may or may not know, I was a college DJ, college radio DJ, back during my Catholic University days as an undergrad, and was on 91.3 WCUA. And I am very excited that I will be collaborating again with Sarah Candela, and we will be co-hosting a weekly radio show on Sundays called For the Record with Sarah and Sean. and very excited and for this radio collaboration, and grateful for the support from Voice Ed Canada. So be on the lookout for that. For the Record with Sarah and Sean, I'm returning to the radio airwaves December 31st. We haven't figured out a time just yet, but we'll be putting that out soon. So stay tuned for a show that will be a mix of conversation and music with a little bit of thematic threads in there. And very excited to focus on that. For the Record. And this last bit is really a special announcement about an upcoming special announcement, but I've hinted at this on my social media channels that I have cracked the code on a follow-up to my book, The Pepper Effect, and I'm very excited to be pulling this together, and it all kind of connects to my recent visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm very grateful that I was able to catch the Get Back to Let It Be exhibit. And that exhibit is part of my research for the follow-up to The Pepper Effect. So stay tuned for some developments on this new book, which I hope will be coming out in 2024. I also have in the can an episode of my visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I need to go through that because it was quite a trip. It was quite an emotional trip on every level of goodness, and I'm very grateful for my wife gifting me with this trip. And I attempted to do a live podcast there, and I just need to go through and make sure that it's able to be consumed and comprehended by listeners of this podcast, because I got very emotional, and in some cases a lot of rambling and babbling and so on and so forth. So I will try to get that out to you in the next day or so. But again, be on the lookout for an announcement about the follow-up to the Pepper Effect book, and I'm very excited about it, and excited that I'm writing about something that I'm very passionate about, and something that has been inspired by this podcast and all of the connections and conversations that I've had with various listeners and collaborators through the years. There's also a few other collaborations on the horizon as well, and I'm looking forward to sharing those as they come out. But again, remaining grateful for you and grateful for the support and conversation that we've had through this podcast over the last five seasons, I guess, that it is for the Principal Liner Notes podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and downloading and the retweets. Those things mean so much. So when you do share out and retweet and leave a review or leave something on the various podcast channels on which this podcast is produced, I'm so grateful for that. And when you do that, please let me know so that I can express my gratitude for you. Welcome to the Principal Liner Notes podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, and this is a bit of a podcast episode prologue. What you're about to hear is an episode that is devoted to my December visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. It was a bucket list trip. It was a trip that served as a Christmas gift from my wife, and we both traveled there, and I think I spent the better part of 6 hours there, just devouring every aspect of that just very special place. There's a lot of love in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's a lot of what I stand for as a author and podcaster and educator and leader, and collaborator that is just riddled all throughout that building. So it was very much a moving experience. I had toyed with the idea of not releasing the episode at all because I was concerned about just my babbling and rambling and whether or not I could be heard or not or what have you. And I just thought, you know, this is a homemade podcast. This is something that is coming from the heart. And for those of you that have listened and followed my journey and follow this podcast, going now on 6 seasons, you have given me a safe space and have indulged all of the rabbit holes and arcane music trivia. So I'm very, I thought, you know what, I owe it to everybody. I had hyped it up a little bit. So why not put it out there, warts and all, and everyone can experience what I experienced. And I hope that in this visit, in this episode, that you're able to get just a small piece of what I experienced, being a fan, being someone who loves music, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether you dig rock or dig hip hop, country, whatever it is, music is really what emanates throughout that place. And music is that divine connection, is that divine language that we all speak, whether we're in a band or not, whether we play an instrument or not. And I hope that you got a sense of that in your listening of this episode. This is the 6th season of the Principal Liner Notes podcast, and this serves as the first episode for season 6. And I am very grateful for all of you who have listened or been a guest or just sent me a message, showing encouragement or continuing a conversation that was started in this podcast. So I'm looking forward to further conversations with you and further conversations with future guests. So without further ado, this is my visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.